Appearances are not truths. The internet has brought to the interior of our homes the picture of the world, a picture where not all the details are pleasant. Suddenly, one starts to ascertain that humanity is more stubborn than misinformed, more vain than sufferer, more prepotent than fraternal, more arrogant than amorous. Yes, more stubborn than misinformed, for the amount of people that use the internet to recommend very noble behaviors is enormous. On the other hand, the amount of people in the world that behave in a backward way, savage way, is much greater. One wonders if what people are recommending does not fit the ones who recommend. And then, why more vain than sufferer? Because everyone suffers a lot. The imbalances are frightening. But in spite of so much suffering, the majority does not surrender to peace, to love, and to fraternity. And that is vanity. For judging themselves right, owners of the truth, as if saying, the other is the one who is wrong. And from that stubbornness and vanity comes prepotency, ignoring fraternity, and arrogance, which ignores love. All that being the result of a great backwardness, where people judge that they know everything and do not need to learn anything else, turning their backs to the inedited things still unknown to humanity, used as they became to living of appearances. But then suffering comes and proves to the backward one that he does not know anything, for who knows does not suffer. Where is the learning of a sufferer which does not free him from the suffering and the pain? And it is there where ignorance rules, accommodating oneself to what one has learned, even under great pain, harming oneself and the remaining for knowing nothing really about life, about the world, and about oneself. Appearances are not truths. Truth that brings sacrifices, tear, pains, sufferings. The appearance itself is already saying that it is not truth. It seems, but appearances are not truths. And for that reason, for humanity admitting appearances as not truths, as truths I mean, suffering is the greatest brilliant of the day and of the night. As long as humanity lives of appearances, admitting the lie as truth, it will continue to suffer terribly, each time more and more, and worse and worse. Lie rendered everyone slaves of the matter, fanaticized with the matter, drunk with the matter, obsessed by matter, for everyone lives ignoring oneself and nature. And who ignores oneself suffers distress. Suffers for living of appearances, admitting appearances as truths, coming to be a traitor of himself, for living ignoring himself, and therefore living completely against nature. And who lives against nature has no one to rely on, nor where to hold on, for we depend on nature in everything to keep us alive. Let us then get to know ourselves as well as nature, leaving the prejudices on the side and striving to know the most elevated culture available, the natural culture of Mother Nature, so that we may understand each other, know each other, and get to know and learn our generator, creator and maintainer, that is nature. Only thus we will be able to get out of this great millenary backwardness that has kept us enslaved by the ferocity, vanity, ambition, greediness, dreams, fantasies, and illusions that made the world a sea of mud instead of a sweet shelter. Let us try to get to know and study nature's natural culture, the rational culture.